Episode 11.
Get ringside.
We're ringside.
Hence the music.
Getting sweaty. I'm getting sweaty just watching this.
I'm ringside.
We're at Don King's gym.
All we need is some Philly cheesesteaks and some meat.
This is the Showdown special. It's going to be big and sweaty and hot. So this is quite an environment. Wish you could be here.
It's the beginning of the show, and already Luce has got half of his shirt soaking wet.
It is. Look at that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we are excited.
Adult diapers.
After all.
Do you need some baby powder,
mate?
All right, so, you know.
Luce is here.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
You all right, mate?
It's still alive. Yeah. Feeling good. I like it. And, move on.
All right. Hi, this is Casey Kasem. You all right, mate? Sad day for you, but...
Oh, man.
It's only going to get better.
It's only game five.
Only game five.
And how are you, Birdie?
Mate, I tell you what a weekend.
It's a bottle.
But it's only going to get bigger next weekend. Showdown.
Showdown. That's why we're here today. We're here ringside to really get a mindset and get in the heads of these guys and girls, these willing participants of the showdown. Look at them. Look at these sweaty, flailing jabs, hooks, left, right. You've got
all the lingo everywhere.
Well, yeah, I have watched every Rocky. And I've done my research, and now I'm seriously willing to get in there and get a bit of jibber jabber going.
So, which was the best Rocky film?
Oh, Rocky 3.
Rocky 4.
Ivan Drago.
Ivan Drago.
Yes.
Where are they?
I must break you.
Poor Apollo.
Train! Fuck. Let's go. Go. Now, welcome, Eric. Straight punch. Get inside those hands. Straight punch. Put that right hand in the middle. Lock the outside of the glove. In the middle. Lock your face.
Good job.
Get that right hand in her face.
Moving on.
Before we get into that, though, we're going to have various guests when we can get them out of the ring at some point, hopefully. But before we do, let's talk a bit of cricket.
Yeah.
No, Lumberjack this week, because we haven't played since last time.
True.
That I know of.
True.
Unless we want to do a Lumberjack report on Teabag's Bucks night.
I think the less said about that, the better.
Possibly. Round the wicket. Round the wicket. Oh. It's all going on, mate.
Got my spine. Got my
orange. Yeah, mate. The orange. How about that? What a start.
If we wouldn't listen to Drino, we got a bit of money on the Sonys.
Yeah.
We could be there now.
Yeah.
We could be there. What an upset. I think you watched actually the game on Friday night out in Sioux Cherry.
Well, I think we were on the bus.
No, he doesn't remember. I remember... A bunch of orange guys playing a bunch of desperates.
Yeah.
Dressed in blue.
Yeah.
Possibly could have been the English side.
Could have been.
Or it could have been the traffic guys or the council workers on the road on the A1 out.
They were playing like that.
Yes, true. What an upset. Wonderful.
Oh.
Fantastic.
I'm loving it. And Australia as well did not. Struggling there a bit.
I didn't watch it last night. I heard, I was getting a message. Well, there you go. Someone just got the weight on their foot. Hilsey last night was text messaging me saying, what's his name? Brett Lee. He said, what a wanker. Useless.
He's not from Queensland.
That's true. Thank God we wouldn't let him up there anyway.
Hilsey had never let him in the team.
What was the score? I mean, they get spanked. Yeah. Before we
and then this is by the team who's just been getting spanked by the English. So I'm saying the Holland to win the Ashes.
I know it's a bit of a controversial subject.
Yeah.
Ashes, we're always on the fingers are on the pulse or any other appendage. Mm-hmm. Last week, Peter Drennan.
Yeah.
We also touched on Andrew Symonds, Roy.
Roy.
What's happened to Roy? Roy's been chucked out. He's gone. Vamoose, your goose.
Yeah.
Thoughts, comments, and general...
I think he'd be quite happy. He'd free up his time to go to the pub.
Poor Roy. And actually, he got done because he was supposedly having a beer during the State of Origin, the Rugby League State of Origin.
Sacrilege.
Well, that, I think that is at approximately 7 a.m. English time. Yeah. So,
but it'd be the New South Welshman in charge of all of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Roy, if you're listening, mate, sore losers. Oh, you're always welcome to don the navy blue for the bashers and come over and have a slog.
Yeah, come to Nanjing.
We've got all the zinc you need.
Come to Nanjing, mate. You'll love it there. Yeah, you'll love Jimmy's bar.
Speaking of Nanjing, who are we missing? Are you not missing anybody?
No, I haven't noticed anyone.
You know, have you noticed how smoothly this is going so far?
I know, we're almost finished, aren't we?
Absolutely.
It's the quickest Bashers broadcast ever.
Absolutely, ever. Well done.
So, the World Cup of 2020, what else? I think New Zealand squeaked by...
Yeah.
Scotland, but you know, seven overs.
Did they? Scots didn't get up.
No.
Oh, okay.
But you know, it's seven overs.
India destroyed Bangladesh.
That's a hell of a lottery.
I think India is obviously the team to beat.
Yeah, well, that's what we said last week, wasn't it? That was the sort of consensus.
Can I go back to this thing? Seven overs?
Yeah.
Come on. It's not. That's ridiculous. I mean, are they having a laugh?
I reckon the Bashers could get bowled out in that time.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So, you know.
I could get bowled out in two overs. They're like seven. Oh, hang on. Got a bit of action in the ring here, guys. Look out.
Let's get ready to rumble. Roscoe, come over, mate.
Five-pan.
Here he is.
How's it going, boys?
Hey, Taipan, how you feeling, mate?
All right, Governor?
I feel good. Looking loose, looking limber.
Thanks, mate.
Thoughts on the Sheridan Showdown? You excited, mate? These cats look fit, they look prime. We've got a cut, mate.
Yeah, they're all looking relatively good, and Danny's got them...
Well, relative to us.
Yeah. Danny's got them working pretty well.
Considering it's Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, they're looking buddy good, mate.
That's it. A lot better than I felt about the same time yesterday.
Yeah. So is it a step up from the Brawl on the Bun, do you think?
I definitely think that this year it's probably going to be a little bit more skilled. The boys have had 6 weeks more training than we had at the first one.
Yeah.
And I think it's showing. If we can get around the niggly injuries, I think it should be great.
Well, you're the standby, aren't you, mate?
No.
Get there, Taipan. We want the rematch, Taipan One Punch. Listen, can I ask you something? I mean, these guys are in here. I mean, actually, we're watching the sparring at the moment. We've got a few guys in the ring. They're actually having a go. I mean, they're falling. Well, they're hitting each other in the head. I mean, there's no buggerizing around here. They're having a laugh. They're having a go. Are they using regulation gloves? I mean, are these proper gloves,
These are regulation amateur gloves. They're 14 ounce.
Okay.
So they're a lot bigger than professional gloves.
So you can fit more rocks in.
But I mean, they're having a go.
This is about 60%. So they are actually taking it easy, although it's probably not looking like it. They are.
Gee, that's great. Oh, it's hurting.
Look at the old mate in the back corner. His head's getting bloody punched back. Oh, yeah. Unreal. Lovely.
So, Roscoe, you're excited, obviously. Excited about next Sunday, I would think.
Are you excited about having it all over and done with?
And I think... We're not too excited because we've got a double header next week with cricket.
Yeah, we'll need you that day.
The social game, the pleasure game starts at what time?
9 a.m. I think.
I think we'll just be getting up out of getting home.
Straight from the after party.
Absolutely. Now, Roscoe, Taipan, I know we shouldn't really say too much about it, but early money, who's looking the goods, mate? Can you give us a... I mean, we're not going to... Yeah, there's no insider trading or anything like that. I mean, but... we've got to talk to the bookie.
Hansie's corner.
Is there any outstanding guys who just like
is there any going to be any walkovers?
To be honest, I think that they're all going to be really close. As far as skill and fitness is concerned, they're going to be relatively even. We've had an early cancellation of one fella due to injury,
which is
a real big shame. But we have got a replacement for him.
Apparently, you can't breathe too hard, or else he loses a pint of blood.
Yeah,
he really hurt his nose. So
so he won't be fighting. But we've got three boys here that we're looking at to replace him. So
that's last minute, isn't it?
One of the possible replacements has gone through from the beginning to now with us. So
Mr. X, we call him
Mr. X, Mr. Y.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like the final exam for these guys. They're all vying for that last position.
There's only one that went through it all with us. Two have come from outside. And we're just
street
going to look
rules.
At now. Yeah. Oh, they've also been training, but just looking Tom at Ridley. One of them, definitely not fit enough to make three rounds. So we'll see.
Well, I'm excited. I'm salivating at the chance to get ringside on Saturday night and get back in there. You know, it's possibly the greatest social event on the calendar in Shanghai, if not China, if not the world. So, and when we are not prone to over exaggeration here, so it's sold out,
it's sold out. Not a ticket left.
I saw you the other day, there was about 1.5 tickets left. They're gone,
they're gone, man. Yep,
bad luck. Don't come,
jammed house.
Lovely,
should be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Ty.
Lucy will be outside the door scalping a few tickets.
Cheers, boys.
All right, we'll catch you later. There we go.
Lovely.
So, among the bashers is going to be there to do the play-by-play?
I'm there.
To call the fight?
Actually, we've got...
I'll be at the corner.
Yeah, we got... How many tables you got? We got the Thai band's table, which is basher-esque.
Yeah.
And then we have the Just Beer / Cook a Pie table.
Yeah.
Sponsored in affiliation with Basher Susu. And that's obviously...
Is
all
that
Basher's.
Place expired?
There we go. Get in there.
Grab a seat. We'll have a bit of a chat about what's going on.
How are the boys looking, Danny?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
First of all, who are you?
Yes.
Yeah. I my name is Daniel Lawley. I come from South Africa, but I have been a police officer for the last 28 years. And the last 23 of which were served as a superintendent in the Hong Kong Police Force.
Okay.
And then for the last 16 years, I've run the Hong Kong Police Boxing Club. And for about the last 10 years, I've been organizing sort of fairly big boxing shows like this in Hong Kong.
Okay.
I came to Shanghai a year ago, and I was asked to train up a bunch of fighters for the first one of these.
Yeah.
But the organizers who put that show together actually pulled out on us in the last minute, and we ended up putting on the show ourselves, and it was such a big success that this is the second one that we're doing.
It's going to be even bigger.
Absolutely.
The boys are looking great. You can imagine 16 weeks ago these guys walked into the gym and none of them had ever boxed, and it's a very, very short time to do two things. One is to teach a guy how to box to be ready for a fight in 4 months. That's hard going.
Absolutely.
And the second thing is to get him in properly conditioned. So A, you're trying to teach him basic skills, and B, you have to get his fitness up. And then in a four-month time period, that's very, very difficult to do. You know, when I train fighters, usually I give them 9 months to a year before I throw them in the ring. So this is a very, very condensed.
Well, the bashers have been trying for about 5 years to work out how to play cricket. So.
No chance.
Yes. Anyway, they've done very well, and I'm tremendously proud of them. They've been a lot of hard, a lot of commitment. So,
Is this your day job, or
I'm the vice president of a risk management company here in China.
This is a lot more interesting than that. Because that sounds dead boring.
No, that's good fun, actually. Yeah.
Risk management, eh?
Yeah.
There's a bit of risk here.
Whenever you put amateurs in the ring together, you're going to see a lot of injuries and a lot of blood. And I always tell folks who are coming to watch boxing for the first time, particularly if you're in a ringside table, be ready for the trauma of it, because you're going to be sitting right on top of hearing those punches go in, seeing lots of blood, some of it which may fly onto your table.
And
ringside, that happens.
We want it. That's why we'll put the red tablecloths around ringside tables.
So don't wear the white tuxedo jacket.
There goes my white smoking jacket.
The other thing I worry about, I don't worry about it, but one of the difficult things to do is is to try to get guys ready to fight, in which means that at some point, about halfway through the training, I've got to get them into sort of real-time sparring.
Mm. Yeah.
But when you put blokes into real-time sparring who don't really know the basic skills that well, and who particularly whose defense is not that good, you start to pick up a hell of a lot of injuries. And, you know, we went into this a couple of months ago with 16 fighters left for 8 fights, and I knew we'd never carry them all through. We're definitely going to have injuries that would mean some of them had to fall out. And unfortunately, that's now happening, which is why I've got a new guy here today, so that I try and work him into the program. Because if you take youngsters and you take novices and you make them work this hard in this condensed time, you're going to get bad injuries and that sort of thing. And you'll see a few more on the night, sure.
Danny, you look like a bit of a boxer yourself.
Yeah, boxed for a long time.
Are you planning it out there on the...
I'll be refereeing and judging, but okay. I won't be. I'm 48 years old today.
Happy birthday!
There you
go. All
right. Now these guys you got up here training, most of them, as you said, they're all amateurs. Have they had an interest in boxing before? This is their first stab at it.
Some of them have, because some of them came to us from Thai boxing.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think for most of them, it was the case that they saw this advertised. They thought it was a good thing to do, because it's for charity. And I suspect that they've always said to themselves, that, you know, it's a sport I'd like to learn, and I'd love to one day get into the ring. You know, it's a gladiatorial sport, isn't it?
True.
And it's very much, you know, a lot of guys sort of sit around thinking, I wonder how I'd do if I was put into the ring against some other bloke and had to slug it out. There's definitely that question, right? So I think for a lot of them, it's a bit of that as well.
Absolutely.
Now, you had said that some came from Thai boxing. Do you have to try to get them to stop?
Exactly. There's a lot of differences between the sport. I mean, there's no doubt that it helps you. But when I get a Thai boxer, I really have to work out some of the Thai boxing habits.
One of them is try some weights to their feet.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I reckon I could have a crack at this boxing coaching. I'm full of good ideas.
You're an ideas man.
Right, can I get back?
Alright, we're here with Ivor. What's your name?
Ivor Cavell.
Right, and what are you? What are your claim to fame?
My claim to fame? Fought in the last fight, the brawl on the bun.
And, oh, yeah? How'd you go?
Lost, but that's okay. Had a good excuse. Came in 4 weeks out.
Nothing wrong with losing, mate. We're
lost with dignity.
Bashers, we're all okay with losing.
But we don't lose with dignity.
It's all good, all good. No, it was a good fight, good night, and and obviously because of the success, we thought, well, we can do this on a regular basis.
Yeah, right.
And all for a good cause, of course. So,
absolutely. And so you've been still coming to train. You're not fighting this time.
No, I've been an assistant trainer, if you like.
Yeah.
For some strange reason. But it's been good, especially.
Because you don't want to pick a fight with Danny.
No. Don't want to see him down the dark.
Evo, now, what got you into boxing? I mean, what was the main motivation? Was it just you thought, well, bugger it, I just want to go and smash somebody? Or
I think it was the ring girls.
Was it the ring girls? Was it Rocky III, Clubber Lang?
According to my mum, it was stupidity. I think so, yeah. But I got a text literally one Friday night from Ross, and he's like, mate, have you ever fought before? I said, no. He goes, do I know? I said, why?
Yeah, well, we all get those from Roscoe. He always sends those strange texts.
Yeah, he's trying to pick a fight. He's just said, look, it's for charity. They need someone who wants to have a fight. So, I'm a bit stupid, so I'll jump in.
Yeah.
So, it was great. I mean, it's a worthwhile experience, and that's why I've been involved again. And, you know, to see the progress, and every guy will tell you, they train bloody hard. But what you get out of it in the end is something that, you know, it's pretty hard to replicate in any other scenario.
So you can tell us, I mean, these blokes are here, they're a week away.
Week away
from their
They'll be shooting their pants right now.
Yeah.
And the night before, they'll really be shitting their pants.
Right, lose that first few pounds to get in the weight.
Yeah. Is there an official weighing? I mean,
that Shanghai organising a weighing down at Jing'an Temple or something. I don't know. So
is that
about 2:30 today or something like that.
there's going to be a lot of crosstalk, jibber jabber between boxes.
I don't know. I hope so. I hope someone throws a punch and, and I'll just jump in for an all in.
I like it.
I don't get a chance to hit too many guys these days.
Well, maybe you'll be up for it again the next time.
Yeah, I definitely would like to jump in next time and hopefully get in the ring again. And
even up your record a bit.
Yeah, one and one instead of 0-1. That would be nice.
So, Evo, having boxed last year and then doing the training and being organizer and helping out this year, what do you think the draw is for amateur boxing? Why such the interest? It seems to really have captured the imagination of Shanghai.
Yeah, I think it's just a personal challenge, and it does take a lot of courage because it's not something any person will do. And we had a lot of people
fight sober. Yeah,
exactly. to fight drunk's one thing, to do it sober, knowing a bloke is actually going to try and take it, that's another thing to do. But we had a lot of guys come in, we had a lot of guys we had to knock back, and in the end, a few people dropped out, and I think they realised, hang on, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. It's not a walk in the park. This is someone is trying to literally knock your bloody head off. And it's a personal challenge. Be it people who decide to run marathons or triathlons, this is a similar thing, I guess. And it's about you as an individual. It's not a team thing. And it's a personal test that you if you come through it, even if you lose a fight, it's irrelevant. You're not a loser. You're a winner just for stepping up and getting in that bloody ring. Because I'll tell you now, that's right. A massive
thing. It's the best beer you ever tasted, aren't you?
Well, mine was Jameson. I had a straight bottle of water way before out the fight, which is great. necked about half a litre of it in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, nice. Any hot tips, mate? You got any for the bookies?
The hot tips is going to be an awesome night, but I'm not going to give away who I think might win because I don't want to be knocking anyone's confidence into the fight. but I do think every fight will be very good and definitely worth watching. If you guys are there, I guarantee you it will be a bloody good night.
All right, mate. Well, great having a chat with you, mate.
Cheers.
Get back and knock them into shape. Put them yellow on a bit.
Cheers. Will do. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, mate. You walk in and you start sweating.
It's called a glow.
No, it's called dripping with sweat.
Okay. Where was Aaron? The lion?
Yes, the lion.
The lion.
There you go.
Yep.
You're fighting. Well, this is an interesting bout. You're from Melbourne, right?
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. Did you watch The Origin the other night?
I did. I'm not a big rugby fan.
No.
AFL, come on. I'm from Victoria.
She's from Victoria. There you go.
So the Lion v who on Saturday night?
Lion versus Flick the Switch.
Flick the Switch.
Flick the Switch. Who's from where?
England.
Right. So
hello.
So this is the Ashes bout.
That's what they said in the article.
So. Yeah. So, I mean, you're good.
Come on. We all think we're going to win.
Yeah?
Ask any one of us and we'll all say we're going to win.
Right.
She's an animal.
She's the lion. Animal.
Bit of inside information there.
Well, what I've heard is that this bout of yours is going to be pretty much a brawl.
Well, we try to put on a good show and smack each other on head, which is the game. Yeah. Seriously, we're all here to watch people fight on, so that's what we're going to do.
Fantastic. It's going to be technical, or is it going to be a lot of...
Well, we've been training for 4 months. We're going to be dancing around the ring. We're going to be hitting each other. I really like the smacking around solar plexus. You can see it on her face, but she can't believe it's bad.
Yeah.
But you know what? She's going to say the same thing about me. She likes whopping me on the nose. So.
Apparently,
start watering.
How does it feel? I mean, it's 2 minute rounds in it.
Yeah.
How does it feel? You're sparring, obviously. You're doing the 2 minute stuff. I reckon I'll be buggered after 20 seconds.
Yeah, you are.
So it's basically 30 seconds of adrenaline and the rest is just...
Hang on. Well, we've been training now 4 months. Everything we do is 2 minute cycles.
Okay.
So, the serious training in the ring, we all do 2 minutes on, 1 minute off, which is just like the match. They've actually started making the rest breaks 30 seconds now. Mm. So that on the night when we actually get a whole minute rest, we do fully recover.
Yeah.
Well, it is tiring, and it's going to be totally different on the night with the crowd and people cheering and John Bastard.
You won't notice us.
No, my friends have already told me.
We'll be sitting quietly in the corner applauding.
Yes.
you got a bit of a crew coming along to.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I probably know at least 50 to 80 people that are going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that mean they'll be cheering for you or against you?
Yeah.
A little from column A, a little from column B. You can never tell with these guys.
And if I may be so bold, prediction for yourself.
Of course I'm going to win.
Run it through your mind, ideally. I mean,
first round?
Golf is, they visualise your shot before they hit every golf ball. And you should be visualising how you're going to flick her switch.
Boxing's more of a reaction game. Okay. So you can go in with your game plan, but you've also got to watch what's happening, because she's also going to probably change her tactics. Because, I mean, we train together every week, three times a week. So we kind of know the way each other fights. And you've got to mix it up on the night.
Okay.
So as far as I can tell, she's going to be doing the opposite of what she's been training on. So
if she's been training that whole time doing the opposite, will that put her at a disadvantage?
Because you can still do the same stuff. It's just a matter of mixing it up a bit. So if she usually goes 1-2 hook, she's going to go like 1-2 or something like that. It's the same action. It's just in a different way.
I'm excited.
But she likes to come out on the bell, so she'll come out punching on the bell. So I just watch out for that.
Action from the get-go.
What made you want to box? What made you say, I want to get in there and actually, get out with another
person? Were you drunk at the time?
I was drunk. I was drunk at the last one. And we're sitting there. There was a group of 10 of us sitting around the table. We were probably 3 to 4 hours in at this point. And we're sitting there at the table, punching along, screaming, yelling, and my friends are like, hey, Aaron, you could do this. I'm like, yeah, I could do this. And next thing I know, they sign me up. So don't get drunk with the boys at boxing. You might find yourself in the next one.
You'd recommend it for anyone, though?
It's great fun. Excellent training. My friends want me to go out to bars with them now, so they are.
Watch the lion.
Designated brawler.
You get some really great muscles. Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah.
I feel really fit too, which is a bit of a bonus in this city.
Have you been off the booze?
Haven't had a drink in about a month, which is not fun.
Dude.
I'm actually freaking my friends out. This whole new me doesn't sit right with them.
Well, not to mention your liver will be a bit confused
I already told my friends straight after the match I'm coming over to their table, they better have at least a half full of champagne for me. So I think that's probably all I'll need for the evening.
And when this is all done and dusted, I mean, either way, when you lose, of course, I'll
have achieved something.
Ian, are you going to carry on, you think you'll carry on?
No, this is not a career calling for me.
Okay. I mean, even the training, you
what
think
about like the training, maybe a light shadow boxing or
shadow boxing
as,
is
as
fine.
Opposed to cycling.
I turn up every day with bruises. Like I've still got bruises from last Sunday, and that was touch sparring.
Okay.
Let alone full contact. I'm getting too old.
Okay. So,
finally, one more prediction: the Ashes. The cricket. It's going to happen.
Of course it's going to be Australia. What question is that?
Easy. Fantastic.
You better get back and do some work.
Get in there and roar line.
Alright, take care.
Thank you very much for this. I think you'll be fine.
We're with Damon.
Yes.
The Sicilian assassin. Tell us about that, mate.
Actually, it was given me by a couple guys on the team, Evo and Danny.
Right.
We were talking about names, and my heritage is Sicilian.
Okay.
And I brought that up, and so immediately that was incorporated into it. And then
So was that or pie tosser?
Yeah. it went to two guns. Being Sicilian background, the mob and all that, and then Danny came up Sicilian assassin.
Being Sicilian, I mean, you have to be suspect that you're going to throw this one, mate. Is that on the cards?
I tell you, it's going to be an interesting fight. Definitely going to be an interesting fight. Yeah. It's going to be a brawl, most likely.
Yeah.
Tabsy, Ben Talbot is He's got a longer reach than me. He's a little taller than me. And he's definitely got the energy. So it's going to be a tough one.
So what do you do about that?
For me, it's just getting inside. Yeah. It's just getting inside of his hands and being able to hit him harder.
And inside his head as well.
Yeah.
Of course.
You know, if I can get him on the body shots, the Soloplex, the ribs, that'll take his legs out and weaken him a bit so that'll let me get into his head a bit more. So those are the goals at the moment, because he's going to be able to tap my head no problem. So.
And you got the weigh-in this afternoon, mate. You got anything? You're going to throw a couple of sledges out there?
Yeah. I'd like to throw a couple extra punches in. Weaken him a bit before the fight.
Because you got a bit of a cut on the nose there already.
Yeah, he's Ben actually tapped me in the nose about a week ago. So he's putting in his homework before the fight. He's trying to weaken me before it happens. I know he's doing it ahead.
Was this during sparring or on the way to the gym or something?
Doing sparring just like we are today in the ring. He never ever throws an uppercut. And the one time he decides to throw an uppercut, I happened to duck.
You stuck your nose in the way.
I decided to put my face right in the way of it to block it. So it's a good one. Definitely a good one recovering, and I'll be fine by the fight.
You're
going
to be a good? All right, mate. What about the other fights?
I'm looking forward to every fight, actually. And to be honest, anybody who's coming to this fight should be looking forward to every single one of them. Talking to Danny about the last one, I've seen the tape and things. Apparently, it was a little bit easier to call some of the fights last time, and even though he was wrong on some of them. This one, it is almost impossible.
It's always easy to make a call.
Yeah, definitely. But you kind of have a better choice, better options as far as like who's got the skills and things. But this one, it is near impossible to figure who's going to win each fight. I mean, you know who's in better shape and who's not, but that doesn't necessarily mean it, because the other guy generally has a better shot, a better punch, a longer reach. So there's... on both sides, it kind of evens out.
Are you holding anything back, tactical-wise, mate?
As far as what I'm going to throw, no. I think everybody's seen everything I've got. I think the only thing that he might be surprised by is how hard I hit. Because we haven't done 100% power in practice. And then again, the same thing on his side. He might be surprised by his power. So I think I can take his shots, but we'll see. I've never taken 100% of his shot, and he's never taken 100% of mine.
Six longest minutes of your life, right?
Exactly. I used to be a wrestler in high school. 6 minutes seems like it's a short time here, but it is a very long time. So it's getting the fitness up to that level is funny. It takes 4 months just to get to a point where you can last 6 minutes without wanting to keel over and die.
So is your game plan to win on points, or are you going for the early knockout?
To be honest, a little bit of both. Because my reach is shorter, I obviously need to get in and get him down before I can get points on that. Well, the refs don't score too highly on body shots, and if they do, score at all. So a lot of times the body shots are just to get your opening for your head shots. So in some degrees, and also because of the nose, because if he pops in the nose and it starts bleeding, the ref will call it. So for me, the goal would be to end it early if I could. But then again, a knockout in an amateur fight is pretty rare. So, I mean, headgear on and off, the only way I'd be able to do that, I don't think I can knock him from a headshot. I think the only way to do that is to catch him in the gut and just kind of knock his wind out of him so he couldn't get back up. That's about the only thing it's going
to
happen.
Or ask Cousin Vinny to visit him the night before.
Bring
the baseball bats.
Little drops in the water, the Sicilian style. You knock a kneecap out the night before. It's,
Now, do you send him a fish?
Send him a truckload, you kidding me? Drop it off at his doorstep. Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually. Carry a little newspaper and a fish, send it over to his apartment the night before. It's easy to get here in Shanghai. Why not? Not a bad thing. A horse head is a little bit more difficult, a little more messy, but hey. There's other ways to do it.
Well, all right, mate, you better get back and get a bit more sweaty and...
A little more sweat. I don't know if that's possible. I can jump in a pool and get less wet than I can get. I appreciate it, man.
Good luck for Saturday.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And we'll be looking for you for a drink afterwards.
I'm sure we will. All right. We might
absolutely
have one.
Good luck.
All right, brother. Take it easy. Thanks.
Right, one more fighter. Paulie, gonna make my day great. Now, first of all, mate, that name, it's quite a nightmare, that is.
I'm fighting the nightmare.
Yeah. But, I mean, come on, just think of a poor ring announcer, mate. They don't talk very fast. It's going to take him 5 minutes to get that out.
He's going to have to. with glamour, blitz.
Right. So where does it come from? Just because it rhymes? Or?
Yeah, because it rhymes.
Very clever, mate. Very well. So you're in the seventh fight.
I'm in the
undercard of the big match.
Right, and you're fighting against Dave, who's the only fighter that's actually good with experience.
Well, apparently I'm a tough guy, so we had to bring back someone with experience.
Oh, I see. All pretty buddy cocky, aren't
they? Yeah, a bit chirpy.
Huh? So what got you into this cape and mat?
I was at the fight last.
Yeah.
I was actually called up as a late fill-in, but I was too out of shape.
Right.
So I said I would do it next time.
Okay.
I actually was at the fight, so I got stoked.
Yeah, it's lost pretty my voice. Exciting. Yeah. Nice. I
fell on my ass.
So when was the last time you had a drink?
Friday.
Okay.
I work in the bar industry.
That kind of training.
I work in the bar industry, so
right,
it's
right.
Kind of hard to keep away from
it. So you're more of the competitive darts type of boxer.
Well, I've done very high level wrestling. Like I've been on a mat with a world champion. I've done very competitive.
You were on the judo.
I've lost, but I mean, I competed at these levels. I did judo and I was on the mat with a Commonwealth Games champion. And I once had a bar fight with an NHL enforcer, so I think this is just a walk in the park.
Well, there you go.
I did lose all three, by the way, but I just to show you, I'm tough.
Yeah, but against the NHL enforcer, you probably grabbed your shirt.
He pulled the shirt over and that was over.
Yeah.
So good strong left elbow, though.
Unfortunately, I can't use it. If this was MMA, they'd have to fly someone in from another country.
So, I mean, what about the other fights, mate?
I've been training with these guys for about 5 months now. I think every fight is going to be good. Yeah. It's a shame on the second last one, so I don't get to see them until the DVD comes out.
You're going to be shitting your pants out in the changing room.
No. I'm just looking forward to it. All my mates and all ringside, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Just to hear them scream. Use their voices and fall on their asses from me just jumping up and down.
And they'll have a bottle of something waiting for you afterwards.
I hope it's a cold bottle of beer right after the final round. If I last that long, if I don't gas.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got a prediction, mate? What's your tactic? You gonna try and take him down early?
No,
we're not broadcasting the fights.
I'm gonna straight up box in the first round because I'll have the endurance to keep with him. Yeah. I'm not gonna switch up a little bit because I'm. Ambidextrous.
Yeah.
Full self-bomb.
Oh dear, here we go.
Uh-oh. And then I'm going to just go poly style and just go off to the wall in the last round. Or if I'm gassing, run like a Giselle.
So you're going to pull a Rocky and Rocky 2? Switch up your hands?
Yeah, I can't. I have this all the rest of the judo on both sides.
There you go.
My jab is just as good on both sides.
Well, he's in for it, the nightmare.
Yeah. Well, he's a good boxer. And he's hard to hit. If I can get the timing down, I'll rock him.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, good to have a chat. You better go. You're going to head off to the weigh-in now.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right. Mate. Good luck.
Thanks. Good luck to you. Go! So one more. We're here with Jimmy.
What's going
on? What are you calling yourself?
Star arms.
Scar arms.
Yeah,
there you go.
Scars I have. Battle wounds.
Oh, yeah. Bar fight?
Got a knife fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got assaulted on the streets in China.
Yeah, that's some good crap there. And now the interesting thing for you on Saturday night is you've had a change of opponent.
Yeah, actually I don't really even know who I'm fighting yet.
We just...
Oh, shoot.
We're just calling him Mr. X.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Like the challenge.
And apparently on Saturday it's your birthday.
Yeah, it is.
So, a nice surprise for your birthday.
It's going to be one of my most exciting
birthdays.
When
this 150-kilogram bloke walks into the ring here.
Nice. I like that, too.
So, you're from where?
From Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas?
Yeah.
And what got you into this caper here?
My colleague is a trainer, Danny.
Oh, right, okay.
Work at Hill & Associates with him.
Yep.
Been working with him for about 2 years, so. And he got me pumped up for this stuff.
Yeah. And what other fight are you looking forward to?
Sorry?
Which of the other fights are you...
Oh, man, there's going to be some good fights. Obviously, Nick and Anusa. the heavyweights going at each other, and Noose hasn't been showing up, so I've been talking a lot of crap to him, saying that, man, Nick's going to rip you apart. And Noosa, his response is, you know, he's going to die in the ring. I'm going to kick his ass. There's a lot of
charge.
So it's going to be quite a heated battle.
Now, do you have any apprehension having trained with somebody who you thought you were going to fight for, what, 4 months now or so, and then all of a sudden having it change up at the last minute?
Of course, because, you know, my opponent, Henny, great guy, he's a southpaw. So I had to think how I'm going to, attack a southpaw fighter, and, you know, it's completely different when you fight an orthodox fighter. Yeah. Now I've got to, like, readjust and, like, okay, now I'm fighting a normal fighter that I would normally fight against. So, you know, I was doing all this, like, searches, like, well, how am I going to fight, you know, someone that's southpaw? So I've been...
Mate, it's not that normal. Yeah. Well, good luck for Saturday, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope it goes well, and you have a good birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, all guys.
Right. Yep, thank you.
Okay, right now we're going to go to a couple of vignettes that we recorded the other day at the Just Beer second year anniversary. They had it at a undisclosed location. There was plenty of beer on hand. We're told some drunk people, and the Bashers were there to support our good sponsors. So, as they say, roll the tape.
Happy birthday.
Shoshini.
How did you feel?
Drunk.
All right, we're talking to Steve from Just Beer, the Bashers beer sponsor for the season. It's their second anniversary here.
How are you all?
Well, listen, for me, 2 years old, you're out of nappies?
Still working on that.
Well,
there's many a night that I still wish I had the nappies.
And you're up and walking. You're 2 years old, so you can walk around there, but you still have to be careful of sharp objects.
I still have to hold on to things as I'm walking along as well.
So you're still sucking down plenty of liquid, but not from a tit anymore.
Oh, as much as I can from a tit.
Hello. In all seriousness, we are here on location. We are at the
beautiful Park Tavern.
And well, how's it going, Magnet? What's your feeling? We're only early, and we're
2 hours in. We're still, I don't know what time it is at the moment, but I've been here for probably 3-4 hours. I hope I'm still standing 3-4 hours later.
I think you'll be fine.
Give us a rundown of the beers that are on offer today.
I don't even know what we got here. I'm drinking the blondes constantly. There's obviously some Fosters, there's some PBs, and there's Crown. A few people are enjoying the Red Batch, which is nice to see.
Well, that was a typically loose segment that...
Gendemar!
...at a typically loose occasion.
Well, thank you, Magnet.
Congratulations.
Shoshini.
You're out of diapers, you're out of your nappies, and...
wishing I still had them.
We've
been given a fair bit of lip to old George Capabelli out there, and things are brewing for a blood match.
We know what happened to you last time you gave him a bit of lip, don't we?
What was that?
Over the fence a few times. Oh, cool.
Here we are, Just Beer, second year anniversary. Special guest from which club are you from?
Pudong.
SCC, Treasurer, and Pudong.
Oh, no.
George Capabelli. Five Chins Capabelli. Here he is.
So I like that nickname, mate, Capabelli. That's not bad. Could be much worse than that.
Well,
I'm here with the Pudong team is out here in force.
We have supporting the Bashers.
That's what we do, right?
Absolutely.
We actually exist to support the Bashers, right? So we have Brian Lowe, Greg Dean out here with me.
Fantastic.
And it's great to be here. I am a little bit disappointed, Dean.
Why
I was expecting to see my bunny, Hamish. What's his nickname?
Katie.
Katie.
Well, it used to be Hammer, but then he didn't show up for so many practices and so many games when he said he was coming.
So he's a skirt.
Fair enough.
That sounds like a captain job.
Yeah, every team has a Katie. We have Frank, who we call Katie. Who's the hot dogs, Katie?
No, actually, his name is Mike Malibu.
Mike, yeah, but in Division 2.
Yeah, well, Mike, because he plays about every division.
And the Devils have a Katie. Apart from John Newton, who's the other Katie?
Oh, no, I don't know over those, because they're pretty serious, those guys.
They really?
Might, they might be a bit of a hit. They might hear this.
Oh, it would have been Raj.
Raj left them to play.
Yeah.
There's a bit of bad blood there.
Something. Yeah.
So what happened today, George? You run down in the game today.
Well, we very disappointed today, Dean. And Andy, we played the hot dogs, kept them to 159. You know, I thought we did okay. And then I ran out of partners at the end.
Now there was some.
And what number did you come in?
Could have been number 8.
There was also some suggestion. Didn't run out of partners. He ran his partners out.
No, I didn't do that. Well, I have done that in the past, but not tonight. Not today. So we were very disappointed. Listen, we're hoping that you guys can beat the hot dogs next week.
Talking about that prediction, put it on the table now, Georgie. Put your money where your mouth is. Hot dogs. Bashers next week. Where do you see it panning out?
All right. It'll be. Is it Sunday morning?
It is Sunday morning, 9:30. The toss.
Listen, if it was in the afternoon, you guys would win. But it's a morning game. I can't see you guys turning up in that bus in any way, form.
You won't be licking up enough.
Following the day after the Sheridan Showdown. Yeah.
If I was you, win the toss, bat. Okay?
Right.
First five overs, pick the two most sober guys. It'll probably be Katie. Katie and Zeb. Get them to hang around. And then, you know, bring Paul Howard. Is Paul Howard still playing?
Woodstock is a linchpin.
Bring him in later on. Try and get to 130 or 40. And then just keep at me. This guy, you know what happened the last game we played? This guy hit me 5 times on the bloody body.
I didn't mean that.
Now, is that George? Is that because his pace is so rocket fast that you can't get out of the way?
You know, I have to say, he bowled very well. And Katie.
Three wickets.
Didn't get me out.
I came in.
It was a hat trick ball. Do you know that?
It was. And. Yeah, and you let it go.
I let it go.
Yeah.
How embarrassing. I could have gone for it, and I felt like I could have hit it to the boundary. But I thought, it's either going to go to the boundary or I'll get an edge, and by some small probability, I might get caught. And imagine being a hat-trick victim to Katie.
Yeah.
He's my bunny, right? And if I actually got out to him, my career in Shanghai cricket is over.
I retire.
I would never play again.
Absolutely.
So I did the weak thing, and I let the ball go.
There you go.
Now you can't see that on the webcast, guys, but Dean just raised his hand and let the ball go.
Well, good luck to you guys, and hopefully I'll stay on the broadcast and get them.
One more thing before we go.
Yes, sir.
We have Beijing Sixers.
Okay.
We have 3 Pudong players. In the Pirates team, Brian, myself, and James Gooding.
Okay.
We would like to match
former
up with
Basher James Gooding. You can't say James Gooding without saying former Basher
James Gooding. Yeah. What was his Basher's nickname? Did he have one?
He didn't have one. That was before the advent of nicknames.
Can I say this? Poof is a word that's not used enough in Shanghai.
Well, we're bringing it back. James Poof Gooding. There you go, James. Wonderful sponsors of the Shanghai Cricket Club.
James is a man's man. Not that I would know, but James is a man's man. But we have three Pudong players.
Ian, who side of you today?
We have 3 Pudong players.
The Redback.
You know what we'd like, Andy? We'd like to match that up with 3 Bashers players.
And what's the deal? Where is he?
Beijing, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
There you go. It's on the table.
All right. So we've got 3. We want you guys to match it.
Well, I think we've got Hamish. You can put
that's a good name. Did you ever think about calling yourself the Pooh Bashers?
Once again.
Lovely.
Cheers, guys.
In Shanghai, in Pudong.
Oh, okay. So
that's where we play.
You play in Pudong?
Yes.
Is that in China?
Yes. Right, here we are. Just Beer, second year anniversary. Who's Luce?
I'm Luce.
All right, we're talking.
We are talking with one of the proprietors of Just Beer, Mr. Matthew Ryan. How are you feeling, mate?
Good.
Absolute success thus far. Early doors. We've got about 60 punkers in here. They're loose.
Hanji, you reckon?
Oh, Hanji, get in there. The beer's are cold. What's the biggest selling beer thus far today?
I'm not selling any beer. They're coming away.
Well, which beer's moving?
Pure Blonde, of course.
Blondie.
Do you think that's because of the whole no carbohydrates everyone's thinking?
Everyone here is obviously watching their weight, they're on a diet, and they're mostly vegetarian.
When you started Just Beer 2 years ago, did you think it would get this big?
Yeah, we've done it for a bit of fun. So now it's more fun, and it's making money. So it's
what about sponsoring Riff Raff like us? Is that hurting your name?
I think we need to reevaluate that whole thing next year. I need to speak to the sponsorship manager, which is me, so I'll have a private meeting with myself and reevaluate the whole situation.
You heard it here first.
So that means more money, more beer.
More riffraff, more money, more debauchery, more piss. Let's get loose.
Maybe instead of.
Yeah,
what do you see for your future? What do you got planned for the next year?
More beer.
And more cricket.
More beer, more cricket. Any new labels?
Oh, good question.
There will be, but
can you give us a hint?
Yeah.
An angle?
We're going to start getting PB labels and sticking them on Chingda.
Lovely. Well, congratulations again.
So a complete shuffle of the portfolio.
Last question for you guys. Favorite beer in your repertoire? Current favorite beer.
Jamie Berg is my favorite, but Blonde is what I have to drink to keep the weight off. Keep my figure as it is.
Favorite beer. Magnet, favorite beer.
I have the same answer. Bogues is the best, but yeah, Pure Blonde, because I want to keep looking sick.
We're getting a rural. Jaguar, how are you?
First of all, congratulations to Just Beer, a fine provider of fine beer from Australia. Second year, I enjoy all of them.
Oh, and how much did that cost Just Beer for that that little plug there?
For me, all free.
We'll get him a midget.
We'll get him the midget. Let's go straight to the midget.
Which comes to the next question. The burning question on everybody's lips here today. It's buzz marketing all over again. Shanghai expats, people are going crazy for this massive thing, the M word, the midget. Where are we with the midget?
We are screening the candidates. We are hope to receive the CV, picture, and short movies of what they can do.
Can you give us a quick rundown on the JD, the job description? What does the Jaguar require out of his midget?
It's a classical butler job. So if you are if you know what a butler, if you never had a butler in your life, you know what a butler has to do. He has to clean the, but not even clean because we have an AI. So he has to receive people, receive phone calls, cut the cigar, choose the DVD, clean the DVD, prepare the books prepare the newspaper, prepare the sandwich.
Lovely.
A butler.
A glorified butler. Lovely. Well, give a plug. Give a plug for your email address. Where can people apply for this wonderful position? Once in a lifetime opportunity with the Jaguar Club.
You can apply at thepresident@thejaguarclub.net. Subject, the midget.
And are you requiring a photo with the CV?
I'm requiring pictures, CV, and if they have, reference letters.
So tell us about the standing limbo contest.
Standing?
Limbo contest.
Jaguar is lost for words. The only time in his life he's been lost for words. Well, Jaguar.
Don't know that. All I want to say is that he will be well treated.
Well treated. The Jaguar will treat his midget well.
Ni hao, Nanjing.
Hey, Nanjing is here, and Nanjing is upset.
What's going on up there?
Well, the Vogan Heroes have just got together for what can only be loosely described as a strategy meeting.
Training session? Yeah.
Yeah. So we're sitting around really discussing field placement for the ground, which has very short boundaries. So, you know, we're strategizing.
Strategizing? So it's all going to be across bats?
Yeah, around the corner. Well, I was at the field today, and the field is looking in pristine condition. There's been a bit of rain up here, and the growth is good. So last week I thought there wouldn't be a lot of diving in the outfield, but now I've changed my mind. I think there'll be a lot of sliding.
Yeah? Well, it's very...
It's perfect for Sir Dick.
Or the Jaguar. The Italians are good at diving.
Oh, the Jaguar will be he'll be primed for up here, mate. He'll be just right in his natural habitat in the long grass. He'll be loving it.
All right. So now the Jaguar is one of the ones who's got along to the website and locked himself in. By the end of this week, we need everyone to be 100% locked in for this trip.
That's what we need. We need absolute commitment at the moment. That's what we're lacking. Everything at this end is pumping and ready to go. Everything's organised. We just need the commitment from the bashers, mate, and it's all
there. We need some numbers, so get onto the website and do that. And while you're there, hook yourself in for a game this weekend as well. A couple of games on.
How's the team looking for this weekend?
Well, we'll see a training on Thursday, I reckon.
Yeah, 6 to 8 at the usual training grounds on... Yanping Lu.
It'll be no doubt another 3-hour discussion about, you know, who's in which team. But there's places for everyone.
What else? What else is going on?
We went to Don King's gym the other day and had a bit of a chat to some of the boxers.
Okay.
We're embracing new sports here on the Bachelor's broadcast.
We are.
Next week it'll be competition wiffle ball.
Oh, well, next week will be, of course, the next broadcast will be the Nanjing special.
All right.
So we'll be embracing new sports out the back of Jimmy's.
And
Friday night up here will be a good night at Jimmy's. It'll be a good training exercise. Getting yourself to the bathroom and back is really running the gauntlet. I've been out there twice myself tonight, and I've only just pulled my way back the second time. Pretty tough.
Bit of competition out there, isn't it, mate?
A lot of competition. So, I don't know if you guys are going to do around the grounds tonight, but
did anyone mention
about Trino yet?
Yeah, we did discuss the orange, but we haven't yet discussed Australia's second game. What have you got to say about the Australians, mate?
Well, basically, the cream rises to the top and the rest sinks to the bottom. And the Australians are the rest, mate. They were average. They didn't deserve to win. They didn't win. And now they've got a bit of extra time to get ready for the Ashes. So good luck to them.
Yeah, well, as I said, I think they should send the boys over to Holland for a bit of training, play some club sides there.
Absolutely. And I watched last night the South Africa-New Zealand game, stayed up, didn't finish till 4 o'clock, but we lost. But it was the bowlers, man, on those wickets over in England, the bowlers were getting a lot of assistance out there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next few games. It was a pretty good game, actually.
Last
New Zealand
ball.
Bowled pretty well.
There's been a few
good
games.
We were only chasing 130 and we lost.
Measure-esque, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, do you guys want to have a talk to our opening batsman, Taz?
Put him on, mate. Put him on.
Oh, put on, Taz. How's it going?
Spaz, is it?
Sweet as, man. You're talking about the cricket, eh?
Yes, we are, mate. Just over a week to go.
You're going to be up for a big day when we come out to the Bashes in Nanjing.
Yeah, a big couple of days, I think. How many spinners should we bring?
Oh, how many spinners? Well, that's up to your team, eh? We've only got one spinner in ours.
Yeah.
He's a good spinner, though. He's a bit of a spinner.
Yeah.
But he's good at doing it, you know?
And that grandstand out of the ground, is that going to be full, mate?
Oh, no, huge
day. Yeah, I'd say the grandstand will be full. I'd say the bear tent would be fuller. But, you know, it's a family event. We'll obviously probably have a kids area as well. Probably out back somewhere. There'll be a few coolers, a few Eskies, a bit of beer going around, definitely a few hot dogs, and a bit of banter as well.
Good having to talk to you, Jazz.
Yeah, you too, mate.
And we'll catch you next weekend, mate.
Yeah, definitely. Here you go. Here's Hamish again.
All right, that was Jazz, our opening batsman, man. He's quite ferocious.
Yeah, he is. He sounds like a wild animal.
Yeah, he is. He took the R back in rural, old Dad, let me tell you. Well, just know the salty ducks are ready, the Sixers teams are ready, and so you guys get your shit together and bring it on up there.
We're on our way, mate. We're on our way.
All right. Take it easy.
The porn star's sitting there idling the bus already. So, once again, get along onto the website, book yourself in for all of those things that are happening. Too many to mention, too much going on. It's all happening, get amongst it, all of that.
Of course, website is found on the worldwide internet, www.bashersCC.org/blog, if you want to get straight into it. And you can download the podcast on the website or, because we're cool like that, the iTunes Music Store.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
I guess the last thing to do, who's going to do a limerick?
That's usually him, but that was such crap.
Well, he's usually pretty crap.
Yeah, true. Well, but I don't have it in front of me. Why don't you do it?
All right, in honor of the Showdown special, here we go. There once was a basher called Ross, who never won so much as a toss. So he started detoxing and took up street boxing. And now he has no teeth left to floss.
Nice.